It is the radio segment that has officially been classified as a vegetable. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everybody else does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Tennessee. A 33-year-old guy named Chad England was speeding on the highway the other day when he asked Jesus to take the wheel.
What?
Like, the Carrie Underwood song?
He says that Jesus spoke to him and told him to relinquish the driving duties, so he let go of the wheel and closed his eyes.
Whoa.
Spoiler alert, he was on drugs.
Yeah. Kapuya! Kapuya!
High on the Holy Spirit.
Oh, man.
His 2015 Toyota Tacoma immediately swerved off the road, flipped 5 times, and slammed into a rock wall.
Hey.
Whoa.
It's obviously what Jesus wanted.
It's all part of God's plan.
It's gonna come closer to me.
It's possible someone was watching over him, though, because Chad somehow survived that crash, then got out of the truck and took off running. He didn't get far, though. And he was still nearby when cops arrived.
Wow, he was well enough to run.
Well, hey, what? Jeez. You know, you got the power of God behind you.
They found about 1/4 ounce of weed in his truck, a vial of cocaine, a bottle of booze that was almost empty, and several cans he'd used for huffing purposes.
Oh.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Because the other stuff wasn't doing enough for you? My God.
He's facing DUI and drug charges, and it turns out he let Jesus take the wheel in a few other aspects of his life, too. He's also cited for driving without a license or registration.
Oh, man.
It's in those tough times, he carries you.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of India. The other day, villagers in a small town outside of New Delhi came running out of their homes in the middle of the night.
Uh-oh.
Why? Because something fell from the sky and made a huge thud.
Whoa.
At
right?
First,
scary.
Some villagers thought it could be an extraterrestrial object. Others thought it was some celestial rock that they took samples home to their family in hopes of reselling it for a lot of money.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for all the amateur space rock collectors that night, what they actually took home was a frozen clump of human poop.
Why? Yep. Why are frozen clumps of human poop falling out of the sky, guys?
There's corn in this rock.
The sphere of icy feces weighed about 26 pounds and had likely fallen from an airplane that was attempting to dump their waste.
Oh, no!
Gross! Airplanes are supposed to dump their waste in the sky?
The airplanes take dumps?
One resident told an Indian newspaper, villagers who kept it inside their refrigerators are disappointed and are now busy cleaning their houses.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
This next laser story is out of Kansas. A 31-year-old guy named Oliver Davis was driving drunk the other day when he pulled into a drive-thru to order himself a burrito. There was just one problem. He thought he was at a Taco Bell drive-thru, but it was actually a Bank of America.
Okay. Probably pretty good indication that you're not sober, man.
The manager called the cops, and when they got there, Oliver was still in his car, in the parking lot, yelling at one of the ATMs for more hot sauce.
Shut up. I said 4 packets.
I want to enter my debit card. God. I don't need to pay. It's a sauce.
He was arrested for DUI. No word on if Bank of America is considering handing out tacos for every person who signs up for a free checking account, but that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, right? That is a really good business strategy. Who cares about those dumb lollipops?
This next laser story is out of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. A 25-year-old guy named William Dickinson was drinking with some friends at a bar at a Best Western recently, and he decided to crash a wedding that was being held in the hotel.
Okay, that can be fun unless you're a big drunk guy named Dickerson.
Nice wedding if it's being held at a Best Western, by the way.
Hey, no judgment.
But when he went into the wedding in his t-shirt and jeans, he caused a terrible scene. He tried to dance with 2 17-year-old girls.
Oh, gross.
And apparently tried grabbing their butts as well.
Oh,
oh.
And then when a 14-year-old confronted him, he pulled her hair and then punched the bride's father.
Oh, my God!
I hate this guy.
This is exactly what you would expect at a Best Western wedding. The police got there, and as they were arresting William, he asked to apologize to the bride. So he told her sorry, and she did not accept his apology. So instead, she punched William in the face.
Yes.
Now we're talking.
Gucci needed that so badly.
I bet it felt good.
William was charged with 2 counts of assault and disorderly conduct. The bride was not arrested or charged for punching him in the face.
Yeah.
And she's now considered a local hero.
Hey,
awesome.
It's a day to remember. This next laser story is out of the world of work. Should the day after the Super Bowl be a national holiday?
Yes, yes, yes.
I agree. According to a new survey, 72% of HR managers think the Monday after the big game should be a paid holiday.
Hooray!
I personally believe every Monday should be a paid holiday, but that's my own personal belief.
Yes, I'm with Brooke too.
They got a list of 6 different events and had to choose which one should get a holiday. And 72% said the day after the Super Bowl should be a holiday. This is from HR managers, because you know they're just tired of people coming in hungover and tired. The second most popular choice was the day after the NBA Finals, just 5% of the vote. 3% said the day after the Oscars.
What? Who's partying that hard for the Oscars?
Did you see Leo take it down? I was so wasted.
There's no way I can go to work.
Yeah.
2% said the day after the World Cup, and 1% said the day after Miss America.
No.
I agree with that.
No.
You know, rage at those Miss America parties.
No.
17% of all HR managers said none of those days should be a holiday.
Wah, wah.
Oh, man.
By the way, another new survey just found that football is still by far America's favorite sport to watch.
Yeah, thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, like you needed any help with
that. Yeah, right?
Pretty obvious. This next laser story is out of Smartphone Central. A new survey by a team of researchers just found out how many people consider different text moves rude.
Mm.
Here are the results. 26% of people say they can't stand it when people text while they talk. 33% say they don't like it when they receive a one-word text response.
Yeah.
Hate that.
Yeah. No matter what the word is.
Yeah,
unless
no matter what.
Word with an emoji, then that doesn't count.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah,
if you put an emoji on it, it's a little better. 65% say it's just plain rude when another person replies to a text with just a lowercase K.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
Lowercase K, that means you're mad or you're really old and you don't know how to text.
Yeah, you didn't even take time to hit the shift button.
We could be having a great conversation, and if I get a K, I'm like, oh, my God, what did I do wrong? 76% of people say it's uncalled for when a person is texting while they're out to dinner with others.
Yes.
87% say it's rude to text at a movie theater.
Yes.
During a movie.
Who? If you put your brightness down.
No, people can see that. It's distracting. Do not do that in a theater.
And how are you going to update?
Not be on your phone for 2 hours, for God's sake.
Are you going to update your movie blog?
No.
Or live tweet the movie?
Oh, it's so awful.
It's ridiculous. And 94% of people surveyed say that it's a deal breaker when you're texting while you're on a date.
Yeah.
What?
I don't think that's rude at all.
Yeah, well, you're in the minority.
Yeah, I text on all my dates.
Do you?
Yeah.
I believe that, actually.
I'm just like, hey, what are you talking about? Did you order?
Yeah.
The waiter? Oh, we're done already.
We're done.
Oh, sweet, cool. I got other things to do.
I got to go to something else where I'm just going to not enjoy it and just text the whole time.
Exactly.
So that's going to be all of my events.
But that was a good date. Do you want to make it official between us?
Yeah, all right, cool. Great. Well, let's update our social media about it. And we're good. I know someone who never texts while he's on a date. Guy is always attentive to that shoe. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.